you'll hear a quartet featuring drums and bass and violin and guitar and mandolin. You'll get to meet all of the players in just a moment, but join me as we welcome Danny Magoo Band.
Hi, this is Dan, and this is a tune that I wrote for my dear mother-in-law, and it's called Dolores Kelly. I'm in love with a lass called Dolores. I just recently learned of her name. She's the prettiest girl that I've ever seen. Locks of strawberry blonde flow untamed. She's a painter of beautiful pictures. Her manner is gentle and gay. Soon I hope she'll be a walking with me. Dolores Kelly's her name. Rushing a growler down any flea town. And I thought to myself, I want to marry that girl. To speak with her, a way must be found. I don't know what it'll take to court her. I hope that her ear hears my sound. I'm heads over heels for she, really and truly. I'm gonna sing it one more time around. I'm in love with a lass called Dolores. I recently learned of her name. She's the prettiest girl that I've ever seen. Locks of strawberry blonde flow untamed. She's a painter of beautiful pictures. Her manner is gentle and gay. Soon I hope she'll be a-walking with me. Dolores Kelly's her name. I'm in love with a lass called Dolores. Dolores Kelly's her name.
That's a song that sounds like it could have been written years and years and years ago, but that's relatively recent, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I alluded before that we had to reschedule you, and that was written for your mother-in-law's memory,
yeah.
Right? She passed just a few months ago. It's a beautiful song.
Oh, thank you. I used her maiden name.
Yeah.
There's some truths in there, but also... You know, some made-up stuff. But
that's Dan Hadsar, who you're listening to. Are you the Magoo of...
I'm the Danny.
The Danny.
There's a whole Magoo story.
Yeah. Is it a good story?
It's kind of long and boring.
A long story. Well, let's meet the folks. The fellow just singing a second ago was Danny. And where are you from, and how did you start playing and hooking up with these guys?
Wow. Yeah, I'm from out in the Oakdale area, North Fayette Township. And I've lived in the Pittsburgh area, you know, Oakdale area my whole life. And I've played music my whole life. I first probably got started at family gatherings where my uncle played the guitar and everybody sang. And, you know, back in the late 50s and early 60s. And then when I saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, this probably changed a lot of people's lives. I was one of them. February 9th, 1964, my mom said, Danny, the Beatles are on TV. And from then on, you know, I was sold on music. So
that's great. And then playing fiddle, Regina is here. Tell me a bit about yourself.
Let's see. What would you like to know?
Where are you from?
I'm from Robinson Township.
And when did you start playing fiddle?
Oh, geez. I think I started in between first and second grade. So I was probably around the age of 7.
And how did you hook up with these guys?
Actually, I think
Dan approached
me, and the rest was history. I think he saw me playing with my students at a festival. And then after that, I think at that time he was searching, if I'm not mistaken, for a violinist for possibly collaboration with for musical projects. And so we linked up and we just kind of started. I forget what we actually started.
We started to record the Christmas album.
Yeah, he had a Christmas album that was our project last year. Well, his project. I was just lucky enough to be a part of it. And then from there, we just kind of kept hanging on and playing together, and the rest is history.
Well, that's great. And where do you teach?
I have my studio is located in Kennedy Township. If you're not familiar with Kennedy, it's like right next to Robinson. It's only about maybe 15 minutes away from here in Northside. And I actually have a lot of Northside students, and I think they're coming here to perform in February.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled. If for some reason they're not, we would always love to have your students.
Oh, thank you.
So that's terrific. And now let's meet the man on the bass, and that would be Tony. Good morning.
Good morning.
And tell me a bit about, first of all, thank you for, it's a 5-string bass. I just noticed.
Yes, it is.
I just noticed that, and my eyes do not, I broke my glasses about 4 weeks ago, so I feel like a Magoo, sort of, because I'm wearing this pair of glasses that... Finally, I didn't want to get new glasses, so I went to the eye doctor, which I did 2 days ago, and the prescription I have is really out of date. So I'm glad I could count the number of strings on the bass. That makes me feel better. Thank you for bringing a real bass down for one.
I love this instrument.
tell me a little bit about where you're from. And
well, I live in Slippery Rock now, but I was an Army brat. So I was born in Germany and lived all over the place and heard music from everywhere we went. And I guess I first started playing in middle school, junior high school. We called it junior high school. I don't know. I had traveled with my best friend Tim and when we were like 14. And he got his first banjo in Memphis. And we were traveling down south. And so I started goofing around with guitars, and then by the time we got to high school, I had gotten my first electric bass, and so we were playing with a folk club, which, you know, that sort of got started, and then, I started playing upright bass in college when I was 18, so it was...
That's great. Where'd you go to school?
Well, I went to the University of Maryland and Prince George's Community College in Towson and the University of New Mexico and Slippery Rock.
You collected them all.
Yes.
You know, you got me thinking about, you're right about junior high school has become middle school now. So, you know, we have to make up for it somehow. So maybe the middle ages will now be called the junior ages.
Ah, yes.
They're not exactly interchangeable words as I think about it. Junior mints become middle mints. You're going to have me thinking about this for a long time.
Well, it would
be kind of weird, you know, if your dad has the same name you do, then you'd be, you know, like I was, my dad's name was Anthony, and so I was Anthony Jr. But I'd be Anthony Middle.
Anthony Middle. That just doesn't
work.
And you'd have a junior life crisis, which seems bizarre, too. I'll keep working on this premise in my own head. playing drums today is an old friend of mine, and I'm so happy he's here, Steve Obenreiter. Hey, Steve.
It's wonderful to be here, Larry. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, I'm really happy. So how did you... I think, if memory serves, you hadn't really been playing much at all until recently.
Well,
right?
The last few, when my boys were young, we had other responsibilities. And
you mean these boys?
These boys here who aren't young anymore.
And who are they?
They're Andrew and Ethan are here.
Yes, who I didn't recognize because they were early teenagers the last I saw them.
They're taller and hairier now, aren't they?
Yes, they are. yes.
So I had played off and on since I was a kid, and would pick it up and let it sit when life needed to, you know, to go that way. But then the last few years I've been playing a lot, and or a lot more. And a lot of it with Dan. And Dan and I have another blues band that we play in pretty regularly that's a little more rocking.
Well, what band is that?
It's called Mad Mike's Blues Review.
Ah.
And it's not the Mad Mike who was the DJ here in Pittsburgh. We got into trouble one time that way. But it's our own Mad Mike.
Your own Mad Mike.
A fellow by the name of Mike Barocco, and he's been Mad Mike since I was in high school. So
I've known Mike, the other Mad Mike,
the Mad Mike
for a long time.
Is he still around?
He passed, I think he would be okay with that.
All right.
He was not the most proprietary. Well, he's proprietary about his records. Actually, it's true. He often would not announce the records, the artist and the title, because he wanted them to be exclusive to him.
It was my record.
I mean, he wasn't mean about it.
But he was on the air here a long time, too, wasn't he?
He was a good guy.
That was before my day here.
And an incredibly gifted broadcast engineer. I miss him. He's a lot of fun. But anyway, the Mad Mike Blues Review.
Anyway, so we do that. But I've known Dan a long time, and Dan has... How could we say this? He has multiple projects at any one time, and he's been writing quite a bit. And so just about every year he has a new project that comes out as a release and puts on some shows behind that. And we've been doing the Magoo thing for a while, and it's been a lot of fun.
It's great. I put a picture of the band up on Facebook. We've also linked to the band's website from slbradio.org. I want to be sure we get more music. And Dan, what's next, do you think?
We're going to play an original tune called Regina's Blues. We like to play blues, and I thought I'd like to write one featuring Regina. So
that's me.
So here's Regina's Blues. Thank you.
That's Regina's Blues, and a great way to showcase Regina as well as all of you playing along, getting a chance to strut a little bit. Linda wrote to say how much she enjoys hearing you today and was curious if you ever play in the Oakdale area because she is not far from Oakdale. Do you get out that way to play out?
Yeah. Yeah, we've played. They have a log cabin festival that we've played at. So we played some of the country festivals. That's held near Oakdale, the Pioneers West Society. We play at the Poorhouse in Carnegie, which is, you know, not far out that way.
We wanted to see you New Year's Eve.
We played the New Year's Eve, yeah.
Because Ricky and I, our first date, half of it was at the Poorhouse. And your New Year's...
We're not going to ask where the other half was.
A movie.
Okay,
theater.
All right, that's good.
And it still was at the Poorhouse, figuratively. But and your New Year's concert was the perfect one for us because it ended like at 5 p.m., I think, if memory's...
Yeah, we were playing on Irish time that day. Yeah.
We did a countdown for the Irish New Year's.
Well, we did one. They do a countdown until 12 noon here at the Children's Museum. So I emceed that. It ended at noon. But I was so tuckered out, I couldn't make it over. Couldn't make it till 5 o'clock.
We'll be there just have again. To catch the next one. We'll be there soon, actually.
We're going to try to play in your town again, too. We played in Bellevue not too long ago, and that was fun.
Oh, yeah. I used to live in Bellevue. We played at Grill 565 in Bellevue.
Yeah.
That was a great gig.
That's right down the road from you, I think.
It is. We found out the day after that you were playing
That's
there.
Because of our good marketing department.
Speaking of marketing, Dan, thanks for the CDs. Dan brought three recordings out, and I'm assuming some of you others on these as well?
These guys are on there, yeah, for sure.
So one is called Summer, the other one is Be Thankful, and then there is a Christmas one, which has a name.
Christmas of the Ancestors.
Christmas of the Ancestors. Mm-hmm. And you can find those at your website, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's on CD Baby, and it's they can also be purchased on Amazon and iTunes, and yeah, on my website too.
Excellent. So look for that under the Danny Magoo Band. It's really fun to watch you and listen to you. You really seem to have fun playing. Yeah, and
that was the idea.
Not everybody. I mean, sometimes there can be a little bit of stress. And do you get together? Are you able to get together once a week or so or a few times?
We wish. everybody's involved in so many projects that, you know, we did rehearse there a week or so ago. But
we wanted to be good for you.
I appreciate
that. Yeah, there we go.
Somebody here has to be good. It's not going to be me.
Don't say that.
Well, let's. I want to be sure we get lots of music in. So, what's next?
We're fond of Mose Allison, one of the great musicians who we lost last year.
You know, I am too. I love Mose Allison.
So we're going to play. I don't think Mose wrote this tune. I was looking on his album. What's the name of that album? I forgot it now.
Is it the one this song is on?
Yeah, this one is on it.
I'll find out.
Your Mind's on Vacation.
Yeah.
It could be that one.
I know the song you're going to play, and I think I'll verify it so that it doesn't keep you awake at night.
And I just looked at the CD the other day, and I thought, this is one of the few he didn't write on the album, but he does a great version of it, of course. But so we're going to play Can't See for Looking. Maybe I talk too much. Maybe I've lost my touch. Maybe I don't know what's cooking. 'Cause I just can't see for looking. Other guys have their chicks. 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6. Seem to get a booking, 'cause I just can't see for looking. I'm kinda crazy, slightly hazy, up that well-known tree you see me
sitting hoping, horoscoping, want some sis to take a chance with me. I've been around the town, everyone just brings me down. I give up hope, I'm just a dope, there ain't no gals that's cooking, I just can't see for looking. Tony. In a panic, up that well-known tree you see me getting notions, making motions, want some sis to take a chance with me. I've been around the town, everyone just brings me down. I give up hope, I'm just a dope, there ain't no gals that's cooking, I just can't see for looking, I just can't see.
Danny Magoo Band, that's a saga. You did that really well. And when you, I mean, to cover a Mose Allison song is not an easy thing. I mean, he's a distinctive and specific, you know, style, and also just a great artist. You really made that song your own. I love the instruments, the way they cover that song. Just great, great bass work. Two by Tony. It's really, really fun to listen to. And you were correct, Danny. It's your mind is my mind is on vacation. Your mind is on vacation. And the song, I looked up the writers because I was curious, and I don't know. I don't know what else they wrote. It wasn't. I lost it now. But the.
That might be a really old tune.
Oh, here it is. It's Nadine Robinson and Arnold Stanford. Yeah. And I suspect it is actually because it looks like the copyright's been renewed a few times. But that's a great pick.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. I think we're going to have time probably for three more songs, as long as that's good for you guys. Yeah, sure. It's great. I'm curious. Your bass playing. You're a great jazz bassist, based on what I just heard. But you're all over the place genre wise. I'm imagining. Do you enjoy playing other?
I do. I guess that tune we'd call. I don't know. It's a Texas kind of swing.
Yeah.
We sort of pocketed that because of the instrumentation. But I love playing in bluegrass, jazz. And a little bit of funk, a little bit of rhythm and blues, and rock and roll.
That's one thing. And I think folks get it, but sometimes people are under the assumption, because of the way media works, that you're only allowed to like one kind of music. You know? You're only allowed to like classic rock.
That'd be bad for us.
Only bluegrass. No, and not only is it fun to like a range of many different types of music, but to actually be able to play it, too. apropos of nothing other than Mose Allison, Mose Allison and I have exactly one thing in common. We both started out studying chemical engineering.
Oh, wow.
Now, I finished and got a degree. Mose left after, I think, his first or second semester. I never knew that about him. And there's a really good interview from Marion McPartland's program called Piano Jazz. Mm-hmm. And you might, you can find it online. Yeah. You might enjoy listening to it because he plays some songs I've never heard him play before.
Oh, wow.
But I can remember I was out of town. Can't recall where I was, but I was listening to the recording of it, and I like did a double take when he mentioned his engineering start, because he would just never have thought that that's what he did.
Maybe you're really kindred spirits. That's why you liked him.
We might be. It could be. I don't know how I discovered him.
He's great.
Yeah.
He was great.
Just a great
funny
person.
I mean, talk about somebody who was funny, too.
Oh, clever yes. Guy. Danny Magoo Band is here. Regina and Steve and Danny, his own self, and Tony. And I can tell Danny's tuning. He's going to care about this next song. He's cared about all of them. Little Debate, the bass is loaded. No, the bass is standing.
They call them stand-up basses, but you know what? If you let go of them, they just fall.
So we're going to play Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower. There's so many versions of it, of this that are great. Hendrix, of course, and Dave Mason. So this is our version. I think we kind of lean towards the Dylan version.
To a thief, there's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman that drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. None of us all along the line know what any of it is worth. Excited, the thief he kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we have been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now. The hour's getting late. Kept the view while the women came and went, barefoot servants do. Outside in the cold distance, a wild cat did growl. Two riders were approaching, and the wind began to howl. Watchtower, all on the watchtower, all on the watchtower.
People are really enjoying you, Danny Magoo Band. A few more comments coming in saying, who are these guys? I like hearing them, and that's a lot of neat fiddle work on that, Regina, if I may call it fiddle work as opposed to violin work.
I get nervous and just start doing whatever comes to mind. I don't really plan it.
Are you serious?
She used to be a classical violinist, and then we ruined her.
Corrupted us.
I was wondering about that.
She's never been the same.
No. Sue Cunningham, one of the greats. You guys might know Sue Cunningham. Some of you, unfortunately, she passed away early in life, but she was a tremendous classical violinist who became a fiddle.
She defected.
Bluegrass. She came to the, well, either the dark side or the bright side, depending on what your feelings are. And she played a group called the Flying Cunninghams and really sawed the fiddle in half. And her brother Tom just posted a video of her from 1985. You might enjoy watching it. She was just unbelievable. And she was a nuclear engineer, dagnabbit. You know, she took she sat behind me. There's that engineering connection again. She sat behind me in school a few times.
No way.
But yeah.
That's funny.
Do you teach classical? Or?
I teach, you know, I definitely don't keep it just classical anymore. I actually never really did. I like to teach the kids and my adults. I have plenty of adult students, too. Every type of genre, because you have to be prepared for any given performing situation. You know, if you're at a bar, for example, playing, unfortunately, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony is usually not what they actually request you to play. They'd rather hear
really?
Something a little bit more like what we just played right now.
We are going to play Rollover Beethoven.
Yeah, we are working on Rollover Beethoven, but I think that's still a little bit safer bet than Beethoven's Fifth. But yeah, I mean, I think it's really important to teach them how to do fiddle and bluegrass and so rock and roll, whatever. So that way, you know, in any given situation in the future, they'll be prepared, you know?
That's really great. What method do you use to teach?
I do the traditional Suzuki along with a different method as well called essential elements technique. So I use kind of both.
So you're able to customize a bit, it sounds like, to the
students.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's
great.
You
have to, I think, in this day and age, you know?
Absolutely, to keep folks engaged.
Yeah.
The Danny Magoo Band is who you're listening to, and they've got a couple more songs to do. What do you want to do next?
I think we're going to do Route 66.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
One, two, three, four.
Well, if you ever plan to motor west, take my way, the highway that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66, well it runs from Chicago to LA, more than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it goes to St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri. OK City is oh so pretty, you'll see. Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico. Well, there's Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Winona. Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino, won't you? Get hit to my kindly tip. When you take that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. Thank you. Joplin, Missouri. Oklahoma City is oh so pretty, you'll see. Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico. Well, there's Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino. Won't you get hip to my kind of tip when you take that California trip? Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Danny Magoo Band on the Saturday Light Brigade. We need a couple singers behind you, you know, a couple girls, a couple boys, just Four like Route 66, kind of like in a Dan Hicks kind of way.
Sounds like you could do that, actually. That was perfect pitch right
You're
there.
Hired.
I don't think we have to look very far.
It would be the Magoo-ettes. Right?
Oh, the Magoo-ettes, yes.
The Magoobers.
Who, the Magoobers, I like. That could stick. Who does the arranging? Is that typically Dan?
He does all the hard work.
He's the boss. We just got to show up.
You just show up. Because it really shows that song, the others too, but that song reminded me just how tight you sound. That's not easy. I mean, that's a relaxed, kind of easygoing song, but to do it as tightly as you did with, you know, everything fitting together takes a mind to figure out how to do that, and then it takes players that can get that. So congratulations. We could just have one more. I can't believe it.
Time goes fast.
Look for Danny Magoo Band often at the Poorhouse.
Yeah, we'll be at the Poorhouse on February 9th, Friday night, February 9th. I think that's our next public appearance.
Okay, so look for them there. And if you Google Danny Magoo Band, you'll be able to find their website. And their albums are on CD Baby. As well as Amazon or from their own site. Did anybody want to say anything? This probably will be our last chance to talk. Did any of you miss the opportunity to say anything you wanted to say? We mentioned Ethan. We mentioned Andrew. We mentioned Cindy.
Right. Just thanks.
That was
for
in
having
their contract. Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us on.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Honor. Thank you.
We'd love to have you come back. It's great to listen to you.
Be careful. We'll do that.
Well, that's okay.
We'll do that. Actually.
Well, I mean it. I'm going to let you close us out with thanks to our guitarist, Alex Weibel, who was here earlier this morning, as well as Enoch Shao and Justin Roberts, who's up for a Grammy Award for Best Children's Album. What would you like to close up with?
We'd like to play from the Stills Young era, Long May You Run.
Some things together with trunks of memories still to come. We found things to do in stormy weather. Long may you run. Long may you run. Long may you run. Although these changes have come, with your chrome heart shining in the sun. on the long decline. Long may you run. Long may you run. Long may you run. Although these changes have come, with your chrome heart shining in the sun, long may you run. Boys have got you now. With those waves singing Caroline, running down that empty ocean road, get into the surf on time. Have come with your chrome heart shining in the sun. Love.